Blog Talk Radio.
What my listeners want. My listeners don't want
callers, well, then there will be no callers. Okay? Okay, I'll tell you one email I got. It said they didn't like the broadcast about Peyronie's disease on the air. Okay? So that goes to tell you that the public service announcements were not going well. So we'll be doing no more of those. So let me play some music. Here we go.
Thank you. can tell you love me that way. You're oh.
Dangerous, rebelling against the enemy. He is not a frenemy. All he wants to do is see the end of me. So patiently, I'll wait for he who wants to lock his destiny and send me to the places you and faces I ain't never seen. I can't be the only one who knows. I can't be the only one who cares. I can't be the only one to do everything the enemy has promised gonna save them. I just wanna shout it from the rooftops. I just wanna call up to the streets. Hopefully you will hear the message that he has spoken to me. Come on, people, everybody, everyone from everywhere. Listen to the invitation. Everybody comes alive. All your sisters, all your brothers, every color and every tongue. Joining with the celebration. Everybody comes alive. I want to make a promise, look at an impact on the world. I see each of my community, promising to give up every breath and every hell of a deep, a living dream, a living dream, a funny deep, a couple of opportunities to all of the people in the middle of the city. I just want to shout it from the rooftops. I just want to call up to the sea. Hopefully we can get a message that you will spoken to me. Come on, people, everybody, everyone, from everywhere. Listen to the invitation, everybody come alive. All your sisters, all your brothers, every color, and every tongue. Join me in the celebration, everybody come alive. Wake up, oh, oh, wake up, oh, oh, wake up, oh, oh, everybody. Wake up.
service. Let's go with a prayer. Amen. Lord God, grant us courageous hearts, we pray. Grant that we may always find our strength and support in you, and may bear with joy whatever the present day brings us, Lord. No matter how much evil occurs, we know that your peace is already prepared, Lord. We wait for your peace, and we can believe that everything will turn out according to your will and according to the good you have prepared, Lord, for your people on earth, Lord. For in faith, your people will overcome the world, Lord. Okay, and at last, through their faith, others too may receive something from you and may lift their eyes to you, Lord, the God of truth, of justice, of salvation, and of peace, Lord. Be with us every day, Lord God. Help us. Bless us. Bless us all who will try to bring help where it is needed. Let us praise your name forevermore. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the first message of tonight, and that is a devotional, okay, called Childlike Faith by Verse 15. As children of the Most High God, we have been granted access to the unconditional, tangible, and perfect love. All we need, we have in a relationship with our Father in heaven. He longs to reveal himself to us as loving, real Father. He longs for us to live in the fullness of a restored relationship with him. He longs for us to experience his vast and limitless affections. May we grow in our understanding and experience of God as our good, loving Father this week as we look at what it is to be his child. To have faith like a child is to finally trust the goodness, care, leadership, and provision of the Father. Jesus continually called his disciples to a lifestyle of surrender and trust him, but never simply, as in Mark chapter 10, 13 through 16, scripture says, and they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, it was indignant and said to them, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. So Mark 10 teaches that it's in having childlike faith that we will receive the kingdom of God. Childlike faith is what fills us with the unshakable hope that we will one day dwell in heaven with our Father for all eternity. As Christians, we place our hope in the truth that Jesus came, died, and rose again, and that if we place our trust in him, we will have resurrection like his. We succeed in having childlike faith when it comes to salvation, but often we fail in placing our trust in our Heavenly Father daily. Being the child of God affords us the opportunity to live under his constant provision and leadership. As our good Father, he longs to provide for us wonderfully abundant life, full of joy, peace, purpose, laughter, friends, and unconditional love. But so often we go our own way and live our own lives apart from that all that is available to us in God. Whether it be a lack of revelation, impatience, fear, wrong teaching, or past experience, we so often fail to have faith that God will shepherd us to his perfect plan. So God is calling you to a greater lifestyle of childlike faith. He's calling you to place your trust in him alone for your finances, relationships, future, past, and present. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So what brings our Father's pleasure? His unadulterated, unveiled, and glorious relationship with his children. He longs for us to draw near to him with a full assurance that he is good, real, and that he longs to bless us. So take time in guided prayer to place your full trust in your Heavenly Father. Confess to him in any ways in which you have been living in your own strength. Ask him to show you the root of your lack of faith and receive his help in pursuing a lifestyle of childlike faith. May you experience the transcendent peace and joy that only comes from living by faith. So one, meditate on the importance of having childlike faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Mark 10:15. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. Secondly, where do you struggle in trusting God? What area of your life is not producing the fruit of goodness, reality, and love for you? Where are you under stress of living in your own strength? Proverbs 29, verse 23, one pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. So thirdly, confess your need of God's help and ask him to help you live with an increased faith. Lay down any ways in which you've been living apart from faith and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with patience and trust in your Heavenly Father. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Proverbs 22:4. Okay, the reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Okay, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And speaking of Abraham in Romans chapter 4, verse 20 to 21 says, no unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in the faith, as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. May we be children as faithful to our good and loving Heavenly Father as Abraham was. May we pursue wholeheartedly the abundant life that comes from trusting in God's reality and nearness. And may we be greater reflections of God's unconditional love and purpose for all those weary, burdened by stress of doing life apart from the help of the Father. I highly suggest that you read Romans chapter 4 and I'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. So let me ask a question. Do you know the Lord God, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, you will have a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you. Are you tired of living the way you are? Are you not knowing which way to go? Not knowing which way is up or down? You may be lost and needing to be found. Well, there's only one true way to be found, and that is through Jesus Christ. Okay? Jesus is the answer. So I ask you, okay, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you out of favor. Well, I got a guest that's been on hold for a little bit. Let me bring him on. How you doing, Joseph?
Hey, how you doing, partner? Great message, as always. And please, to your listeners out there, any all the trolls that are listening, let's not turn this show into Pastor Ken or attacking Joseph Gibson. Let's stick to the word, true word of God. And you brought up a lot of Bible verses. Let's ignore these filthy, rotten people that are attacking you, that are coming on to Blog Talk Radio, going on to other shows, pretending to be me, slandering you, and you slandering me, and getting text messages for Lionel Richie tickets and all that nonsense. Let's stick to the true message, and you're bringing a true message here tonight. And I know everyone recognizes my voice. I am the real Joseph Gibson. I'm not the phonies that were on Tony Talk last night attacking God's Rainbow Ministries. He did call me, though, at the end of his show because I didn't pay attention to his show. Yeah, and I kind of set that idiot straight, didn't I? And then I got some private calls. I'm not going to say who it was. But they told me that, you know, that I'm the target now, just like Clay Douglas, and that they're going to attack me and blah, blah, blah. And look, man, yeah, you know, you're fooling with the wrong person. I got the full armor of God, okay? God protects me, and whatever happens, happens, you know? And to get to the subject of the show here and what you're talking about here about children, as far as we know, the children out there, you know, are saved by grace automatically because they don't know sin. You know, and when we grow up, we realize sin, and then we become fallen because we start judging people for who they are and what they are, and we start attacking people, and we start judging the world. And even the smallest matter, and go to 1 Corinthians. But I want to read some verses. Jeremiah chapter 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You know, and Proverbs 20, and you were speaking about children earlier, which is great. That's a great message, because we all need to be children when we talk about God. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, and Isaiah 54:13, and all the children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. You know, what I'm just trying to say is that you're bringing a great message here, and you're absolutely correct in what you said that about earlier about, you know, look, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, it's the only way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Simple as that. You can ride on your magic carpet. Look, I'm not trying to criticize Muslims out there, but Prophet Muhammad was never foretold. And if you have a conversation with any Muslim out there, you point them to Deuteronomy 18:18, because Muslims believe in the Torah and the Old Testament. Well, point them to Deuteronomy 18:18. I will rise him up a prophet amongst his brethren. Obviously, they were talking about Jesus, and it was a Jew. And Jesus was a Jew. Simple as that. He wasn't black. He wasn't white. He was a Jew. Okay? Simple as that. And if you don't like it, you don't like the truth, that's fine. God gives you free will. You could worship a tree. You could see, you could look into a pancake in the morning and see the Mother Mary and think Mary's going to save you, like the Roman Catholics think. Or you could worship a statue like Buddha. You could do whatever you want. You can come up with any religion you want. God gives us free will. But the fact of the matter is that the King James Authorized Version, 1611 version, is the seventh translation. And it's the seventh translation as foretold in the book of Psalms. I don't have all my theological notes in front of me, but it's the seventh translation. And if you read the Bible from beginning to end and you rightly divide the Bible and you compare scripture with scripture, you know, well, just like when someone reads a book, what do? You start at page one. And then you go to the last page, whether it's 365 pages, 500 pages, or whatnot. And then sometimes you'll look back in the book and you look at chapter 8 and you look at chapter 9 and compare notes in the book. You know, the Bible proves itself to be true. And just
yes.
real quick, don't take too much more. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're the host. I didn't mean to talk over you. I'm sorry.
You'd be surprised how many Christians out there say, we don't need the Old Testament. All we need is the New.
Jesus came to fulfill the law, didn't he? And we're no longer under the law. We're under the dispensation of grace, okay? Because God is through with the Jew. He's through with the Jew right now, okay? Because if the Jew accepted Jesus Christ back in Matthew chapter 24 in the book of Matthew, see, a lot of people don't understand. The book of Matthew was written for the Jew, okay? And if the Jews accepted Christ, they would have entered into the tribulation. We would have been out of here a long time ago. However, as God foretold in the book of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Isaiah, the Jew would reject Christ. And they did.
Right.
They rejected Christ, and they killed God's son because he preached against what they believed in, the money changers and blah, 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 and all that other stuff. And look, all you have to do is rightly divide and understand the dispensations of the Bible. You got to remember, what does the book of Daniel say? You know, one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, you know? So people don't get that. They don't, because we live in the flesh, you know, and God understands that. That's why he sent his son to earth and manifested himself in the flesh. Like, for instance, if you have any children out there, people that are listening, you have a child, a son or a daughter, those are your children. They're manifested in the flesh. You teach, you know, that those they're walking in your light and and they're through your guidance. And God manifested the Lord Jesus Christ, and God knew that man would reject Jesus. Imagine if Jesus came back today and said, I'm Jesus, I'm the Lord and Savior. Even if he performed the greatest miracle that anyone ever saw on the internet or on Facebook or Twitter, we would still reject it, wouldn't we? Wouldn't we? You know, and that's where we're coming up to the two prophets, that are gonna, which I believe, according to the Bible, are going to be Ezekiel and Moses. And the Bible says the two prophets will be slain in the streets of Jerusalem for the whole world to see. Now, 200 years ago, you couldn't see that live on TV or through your smartphone or dumb phone or whatever you got. But today we can. We can see whatever's happening around the world. That's why I say we live in the end times. Now, let's get to the end times. The Bible very clearly states a generation in the Bible is 70 to 100 years. Now, when the fig tree put forth leaves in Matthew chapter 24, which was Israel became born again in 1948 and became a nation again, what do you get? 70 to 100 years. Okay? Even if we go to the year 2048, you could see today in 2019 how the world is in so much chaos. We could see that 100 years ago you had 219 tornadoes, but last year you had 1,749 tornadoes. You know, we can see we're having earthquakes, we're having floods, the earth is shaking, the world is in chaos. You see what's happening in Hong Kong, the people are rising up all around the world. We're getting ready to go to war with Iran. These things are happening right before our very eyes. But you know what? We're so deceived and so distracted with our own hate, our own selfish pride, and living in the flesh, and not realizing, instead we want to judge people. You're a gay man. You're a black man. You're a Chinese man. I hate you. You're a terrorist. Whatever. We're too busy judging people instead of realizing that God out there is talking to you. But guess what? Nobody's listening. And it says that in the end times, Book of Revelation. Jesus is outside the church's door knocking. And all our churches are in apostasy. All they care about is money. They're 501c3 apostasy backstabbers, generation of vipers. That's what they are. You know, they're too busy trying to raise money to pay their electric bill and throw carnivals and have Halloween parties and blah, blah, blah. I debated with a Baptist church here in North Carolina on Scalesville Road, Greensboro, North Carolina. You know, they had a Halloween party. And I told the pastor, I said, yeah, give everyone hot dogs on Halloween. Everyone, let's put masks on. What happened to put no evil thing before thy eye? You know, well, it's getting kids off the street. You know, everyone's getting a free hot dog and everyone's getting free candy. Yeah. Well, say that to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ never asked for anything for free. He just said, like you said earlier, come to the Father, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know what? If you don't see a change in your life, then I guess we're all liars, aren't we? Because guess what? If we don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know what? We got nothing to lose because you're going to die. You're going to become a ball of energy, like a lot of people say. You're going to go to your witchcraft or whatever, whatever you believe in. You're going to die, go to the ground. But if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if we're liars here, and this pastor here tonight is a liar, you have nothing to lose. You have but you have everything to gain, because guess what? The Lord has prepared many mansions for us in heaven. And you can look up on the internet instead of taking selfies on Facebook and going on Twitter or thinking about yourself or attacking your fellow brother. Guess what? Look up near-death experiences. Look up the people that have died, because God speaks to us in mysterious ways. Look these things up. I've done this research for over 20 years. I'm 46 years old right now. I woke up when I was 26 years old. Okay? I understand the New World Order. I know what's going on. And all I'm trying to do on my podcast, and I think this podcast is doing the right thing also, is wake people up and understand the times in which we live in today. And that's not a plug for my show. We just need to understand that we're living in the flesh and we're trying to attack each other and hurt each other. And that's a shame. That's a damn shame. Because we got all the – isn't it amazing God's Rainbow Ministry, isn't it amazing? We have all the tools right at our hands to live so great in this world. But yet, why are all of us still enslaved? Why are all of us still hating each other? Why are people killing each other? Why is that happening? Because God told us it's going to happen. When they preach peace, 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 sudden destruction comes upon them. That's in the book of Isaiah. You know, but I don't want to take up much more of your time. I mean, unless you want to allow me to have a conversation with you. But I was just trying to do a little preaching here tonight.
No, that's great. I appreciate it, Joe.
Yeah, and I love God's Rainbow Ministries. I'm sorry I haven't been on for a couple weeks, but I know he supports my podcast show. But like I just said previously, man, we've got all the tools to reach out around the world and reach people. And what are we doing? We're becoming more divided. Oh, this guy's a queer. This guy's this guy's that. You know, Pastor Ken. Oh, yeah. You know, all these shows out there. I get death threats on my cell phone every single day. You know what? I tell them like I say on my podcast show live. You know what? I'll leave the porch light on for you anytime you want to come by. You know what? If it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. I survived 2 murder attempts in my life. And if you don't believe me, there's a book written about my life. Go to Amazon. I'll send you one for free if you want. I had my neck slashed open. I worked for the Criminal Corporation during the 1990s undercover for the Connecticut prison system. And in 2005. 3 guys tried to kill me. One guy put a gun to my head. The gun jammed. Another guy stabbed me in the chest, and I laid there on State Street, Meriden, Connecticut, and almost bled to death with a collapsed lung. You know, so and when I was riding in the ambulance to Yale New Haven Hospital, they said, "Do you want to call anybody? Because you're not going to make it to the hospital. We need a contact number." I was going to die. That's what they were going to tell me. But by the grace of God, I'm still here. And I'm talking to great people like you, you know, because God works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does. God works in mysterious, mysterious ways, ways we do not know of, okay?
We can't imagine. You're absolutely correct. Well, how can we imagine our Father in heaven? And people say, what God would allow a child to die? What God? Look. God gives man free will. You have free will to make your own decision. If a child dies in a car accident, you know, you just don't understand. You don't get it, you know, and you don't understand. The Father in heaven is judge. And the problem is man is failing to submit because man is so smart. We're going to outsmart God. You know, we're going to build nuclear weapons. We're going to do this. We're going to create a new world order. We're going to control people, you know, and we're going to have this one world order, and, you know, and we're going to outsmart God. And you know what? These people out there, and I talk about this on my show, these elite people out there, they talk to Moloch. They talk to the devil. They talk to Satan. Go to Bohemian Grove in July. Go there. Go there in California. You'll see these people with their mock sacrifices, sacrificing little children. They're having the G20 summit next week, actually. And that's why you're hearing all this hype about Iran. They're going to decide your future, you know, because man thinks he can control everybody. He can control. I can control Pastor Ken here tonight. I can control God's Rainbow Ministries. Man thinks he can control everything. Man cannot control anything. You need to be, you are, like you were just preaching earlier, we need to be like children. We need to love one another with no hate. No hate, no judgment. I mean, for God's sake, people, look at your 3-year-old child out there if you've got one, or a 5-year-old or a 2-year-old. They don't hate. They just want to be loved, and they love you back, you know? I mean, but we're killing children, you know, because it's a woman's right to choose to kill a baby, you know. I mean, it's crazy. We're insane. The devil's children are insane. Simple as that, you know. But you preached a great message earlier, you know. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't see a change in your life. I guess God's Rainbow Ministries is a liar. I'm a liar. If you don't see a change in your life, I mean, not a change that you want to see, not winning a lottery and living in a $1 million house or driving a Corvette. No, I'm talking about a change within your heart and your conscience, because your conscience is God's soul. Now, what you do with your like I said, though, God gives you free will, you know. And I don't want to hear that crap, my mind, body, soul, blah, 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 you know, and we're all energy and blah, you know. Well, if we're all energy, then I guess we're all just a bunch of liars. But guess what? We're not. We go someplace when we die. There's one fact that nobody on this show can debate me on. We're all going to die one day. Where do you go when you die? Where do you go? Where do you go? You going to go to the ground and be with the worms and turn into a bunch of ashes? Or do you have an inner self, a conscience, that goes to heaven or hell? Simple as that, you know? And if you don't believe that, that's fine. You know, I have had family members that I tried to preach to, and they died. I pray that they went to heaven, but honestly, they never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, like you said earlier. So therefore, according to my book, they're in hell. And I'm saying that about my own grandparents right now, live on your show. So, you know, according to my Bible, they're going to hell. But guess what? If I'm a liar and my Bible's not true, then, you know, I got nothing to lose, right? We got nothing to lose. Right. But there's one fact, brother. We're all going to die one day, whether we're 70, 86, 96, 65, 56, 36, whatever it is, we're all going to be on our deathbed one day. Some of us die instantly. Some of us might die slowly and painfully. Some of us will die in our sleep. We're all going to die. So wouldn't it be comforting to know? Wouldn't it be do you know anybody that's lived forever? Do you know anybody that's been alive for 300 years? But what I'm trying to say is, isn't it comforting to know that, you know, why not take a chance? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know Jesus existed. There's documentation of it. We know he was crucified on the cross. We know there's documentation according to the King James Bible. And then people say, well, men wrote that book. Well, men wrote the Constitution. Men wrote writings from Dr. Martin Luther King. Do you believe that? You know? So, you're right. God, if you don't believe God is so powerful enough to translate his words to man in writing and preserve it throughout all these years, I say put your God in a paper bag and he can't get out. Simple as that. You know? I mean, come on, man. You know, if you don't think God's powerful enough to preserve his word for all of us to see, and I believe this podcast show is trying to preserve God's word and preach God's word. And I believe this brother on the other line is a saved individual. And look, he's a sinner. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. None of us are perfect. We know that. I'm not perfect. Believe me, I am far from perfect. And I'm sure the brother on the other line tonight, the host of this podcast, he knows he's far from perfect also. But, but there's a way out. There's a way out. Go ahead, brother. Yeah, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I apologize for taking over your podcast there, but I appreciate you allowing me to speak. I mean, there's just no other way to put it, brother. I mean, there's just no other way than the way I said it, I think. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's the truth. He spoke the truth. Okay? Amen. Hey, you want to plug your show?
Yeah, I'll plug my show real quick. I know you always tune in. I see you in the chat room. Understanding the times in which you live in today, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. The phone number is 657-383-0616. I'm busy out there earning Federal Reserve notes like everyone else. So I usually do a show on Sundays at 7 p.m., sometimes I'll do a spontaneous show on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday. But, hey, you know what? Hook up with me on Facebook or Twitter. I mean, or follow me on Blog Talk Radio. And look, I don't screen callers like this brother. We take live callers. And, you know, you get a chance to speak on a worldwide platform. I've been podcasting since 2014. I've had so many guests on my radio show, pastors. Prime Minister from Canada on my show in 2015, Army veterans, Navy SEALs, people that have given testimony. I had the governor from the Free State of Colorado 2 months ago on my show. I have councilmen that want to come on my show. I have, thank you for allowing me to plug my show. But look, we need to unite on Blog Talk Radio. We need to unite together. All this nonsense like last night with Tony Gaga's show or Tony Talk, you know, where people want to attack you and I'm attacking you and Joseph Gibson is this and that. That's a shame, man. Shouldn't we be using our voices to unite?
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, that's what Tony Talk's show is all about. Okay?
Well, that's an entertainment show, brother. That's an entertainment show, you know, and you got to understand entertainment. You really got to get that. And I respect Tony Talk Show. I really do. And he always treats me with respect when I come on his podcast, and you also do also. But your show is about information and saving people, and that's what my show is also about, you know. So that's why I respect your show a lot also. You know, you're about bringing people together. I know you get attacked constantly. I know that. You know, people pretending to be you, sending messages on Twitter and calling me even, saying, hey, this is Pastor Ken Bond. This is God's Rainbow Ministries. You're a faggot. You know, blah, blah, blah. You know, or you screwed God's Rainbow Ministries. You know, it's nonsense, man. You know, come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
Use the internet for something more important than what we're doing, you know. Use it to unite people. Even if you don't agree, you could still bring your voice live on a live worldwide platform and speak educationally like you and I are speaking right now. You and I may not agree biblically, doctrinally about a lot of things, but we agree on one thing, that we need to come together as a people because we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. It's coming soon, trust me. I've studied the New World Order for years. It's coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
So have I. And I've got to say, we're entering that now. We are.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right, brother. And I see people in your chat room right now. Jessica is in your chat room. Jessica, I know Jessica is I guess supports the Ku Klux Klan and whatnot, you know, and hates black people. That's fine. You know, you can hate whatever you want. You know, God gives you free will. You know, that's fine. You know, bring everyone. Jesus is God, the Son of the true and God. three persons, one is substance. I'm reading the chat room right now, too. You know, but I just got to say, God's Rainbow Ministries, Gibson and Joy Ethiopia Shalom. Yeah, there you go. You see, that's what you get. Wasn't I just preaching about all of us coming together, and that's what someone types in your chat room? Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah, I know.
You know, come on, man. It's crazy, yeah. Brother. It's crazy, man. But I don't know if you got any other callers or not. I got to charge you up my phone. I'll call back in. Let's see. How long are you on for? Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
I'm on for about another 29 minutes.
All right, well, I'll let you do your show, man. I appreciate you. Listen, I've been waiting for you to call into my podcast. I see you in the chat room, but I know you're afraid of probably getting attacked like I get attacked. But, hey, you got a friend in me, God's Rainbow Ministries. Always remember that. You got a friend in me, okay?
And the same here. The same here.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Keep up. I'm going to listen on the internet right now. I got to put my phone on the charger, but I love you.
No problem.
You're a good person, and I appreciate what you're doing on Blog Talk Radio. I really do. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Joe. God bless.
All right. Take care, brother.
Take care. Wow. Okay. Well, let's go with a prophetic message. The Father says today, my eyes are upon you at all times. I'm not ignoring you. I have not turned my face from you. On the cross, I turned my face from my only son, and that redemptive act assures you I will never turn my face from you. No matter what, my ear is open to your cry. I am near to you, and your broken heart speaks to me, moves me to extend grace and fullness in your life. It doesn't matter what transpires in your life, how many afflictions you face, I will deliver you out of them all. I will not deliver you from some of life's afflictions. I will deliver you from all. And all means all. Refuse to allow the congregation of the uninformed or the illegitimate authorities of religion to suggest otherwise, for that is an obscenity against my faithfulness. Cast your burden on me, for I am sustaining you. Choose to be careful for nothing. Say to your soul, I will never be moved. When I want to move you, it will be a blessing and a promotion, not oppression or affliction. Never means never. You will never be moved by the enemy. Can you take never for an answer? When worries mount up in your thinking, just replace them with the multitude of my comforts. I am the comforter. I am the helper. That is who I am. That is what I do. I have some of your dependence on me. I am your healing right now. I am comfort you as the mother comforts a suckling child. I will feed you on my faithfulness. Put all thoughts of abandonment out of your mind, for I have and will continue to turn your mourning into joy and give you the beauty that only I can give from the ashes of bitter circumstances, says God. Amen. It goes out to those who need the prophetic message, and you know who you are. Okay? So may this prophetic message be a blessing to you all. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, my phone is starting to die. Okay. So I'm going to play a couple songs and get off the air. Here we go. Thank you.
My hope, I dream, my future, shoot. My life has a cause.
like I said, my phone is dying. Okay, I'm gonna say a prayer to take us out. Lord, our God, grant your peace in our hearts. Grant that we may be your children. Allow us to serve you in true peace through the forgiveness of sins. Turn your eyes to the world and its sin, that something new may come from all who are deeply unhappy, groaning under the anguish of their lives. Your mercy is great. Your compassion is beyond measure, Lord. Excuse me. For Jesus Christ's sake, you will bring into the world the salvation that is promised. You will bring the great day of Jesus Christ, the Savior, who has shed his blood for us, Lord. He can come to those who are now in need and misery, bringing his peace and his power into their hearts, Lord, so that even death turns into life and everything serves your praise and glory. Lord our God and Father in heaven, bless us and bless our name. May life from heaven grow in those who understand you and who are to be your people. May your will be done, Lord God, until your kingdom comes in its fullness, and all the world may see that Jesus Christ is the Lord. To your glory, O God our Father, and we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's program. I have to close it out early because my phone's about to die. Okay, but I love you all. Okay, thanks to Joseph Gibson for calling in and sharing his thoughts. Okay, it's much appreciated. Hopefully, Joseph Gibson will have a show this week. I know he says he's busy doing other things. He may not have a show, but hopefully he does, and I will call in on his show, okay? So I want to say bless you all. Have a wonderful, blessed night until we meet again tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Bye-bye, y'all.